Coach Pelfrey is here, and Clint the Sterner is here. Two of my favorites of all time with their given sports. Coach, how are you? Good to see you again.
Doing well. Doing well. You're a little, you're getting a little hard on my man over here, aren't you?
Yeah. Coach. I'm used to it, Coach.
Constant abuse I take from this dude. Constant abuse. There's a lot of things to make fun of me for, though. He never runs out.
There's a lot of fat that gets down to my feelings, though, so it just bounces right off. That's really? I'm used to it.
Teflon Don.
Yes, he is. He is.
I enjoy it.
He's a distant cousin to the Teflon Don, actually. But it's all good. So, good start. Congratulations. Good run so far.
We've been very fortunate. Had a chance to play some good teams. Had a chance to kind of work through some injuries a little bit as well. And obviously right now we're about halfway through finals. And hopefully we can come out on the other side of this in good shape as well. So this is a big week for us. Today, Monday and Tuesday is going to be big days for us from school. And then getting back on the practice court and kind of getting revved back up. And we've got a game Wednesday, then obviously a game Saturday. So big week for us. It's after this week, it'll be more of just a focus on basketball in terms of having school over with. But a lot going on for our young men right now.
What'd you take out of the Seton Hall game? You guys jumped out to a big lead, and they were able to get back in, and then you guys were able to kind of reestablish yourself, make a run again to get out. And we got a lot of comments in the last few days, I guess, about this is a team that you can tell is growing, because maybe you wouldn't have seen that so much last year. So what did you take away from that game?
Well, I think going into the game, we talked about it being a game of runs. Neither team was going to, back down. They're going to obviously both be very aggressive in attack and with the pressure defense and the full court offense and all those types of things. So we knew it was going to be a game of runs. Certainly, when you get a big lead like that, you don't ever want to lose it. We did. But after we did, I was from that point on, I liked our response. And, a couple of things that I thought were, one, it wasn't just one guy that stepped up. Everybody kind of made a play either offensively or defensively to help. And it came from a number of different areas. And, from free throws to converting a big three-point shot to working the ball inside to out or defensively being able to communicate the game plan and get all the switches of the pick and rolls and those types of things. That was good. That's going to help us down the road. Hopefully it'll give us a little confidence. And we didn't do it in Bud Walton Arena. Obviously it's you're more likely probably for young players and stuff, a young team, to make those types of plays when you're at the comfort of home. This was out of our building. This was on the road.
You did have all those Kentucky fans cheering for you, though. That must have been a strange thing for those Kentucky fans, huh? Cheering for the Razorbacks, of course.
Kentucky floor in Freedom Hall.
Yeah.
It was really strange.
That was weird. That was weird. The floor, I was not expecting that, because every time I've ever been in there, it's always been the Louisville floor. But it was a good response to losing the lead, and so you got to take something positive. Yeah. You don't want to do that. We don't need to go down that road again. But we want to keep our lead. But I like the response.
How about Delvon Johnson? We have to ask you. And he was the only representative at the media days this year, and I got a chance to talk to him. But you could tell that he was just so ready this year. And did you even envision that he would make the jump from where he was last year to where he is now?
Pat, as soon as the season was over a year ago, his focus in the weight room and with school have been off the charts. Nobody better. As good as anybody I've ever been around. He just completely dedicated. Whatever has been asked him, he's done. He was the first guy in there. Last guy to leave. Big smile on his face. The whole team has kind of adopted that too. The team just looks comfortable, and I think there's something to that. I would have never been able to guess that. Out of our first seven games, that three double doubles.
It's amazing.
I would not have put those expectations on him. But I'm so happy for him because of how hard he worked. A lot of times in life, you work extremely hard and you may not get these results. But we know if you don't work that hard, you have no chance of getting any results. I'm just very, very happy for him when it works in a situation
like this.
Who
did he work with over the summer? Maybe some of the things. I can remember when Mike Washington, I guess it was between the sophomore and junior year, came back and was just a lot physically was just changed.
I think the weight room and stuff is there. Obviously, from a school standpoint, he had a chance to play. It's interesting because these young guys need to understand that. Certainly, I think we got tremendous amount of resources in place for these guys, but they got to want to take advantage of it. So everything is there, and Delvon just stepped up there, man, and he deserves all the credit for it.
Yeah. You can't get in better shape or get better by osmosis, Matt, and you can't get smarter by osmosis, unfortunately, for you either.
What about being around?
You should be brilliant being around me every day. I want to talk to you about coaching them up, and we talked before the season about you love the chemistry, and again, you got a lot of new guys that are still trying to kind of feel their way through, which is, as a coach, I would think kind of exciting. But year to year, you talk about Delvon Johnson. Game to game, we're seeing you guys coach him up, and the influence is having an impact. I go back to, like, the play with Wade. End of the Oklahoma game, you guys are in a good situation. Maybe want to slow it down, run some clock at the end of the game. He goes right in there, puts up a tough shot. I saw you guys get on him. Saw the same situation at the end of the Seton Hall game, yeah. Pulls it back out. So obviously these kids are coachable, and as a head coach, I got to think that's pretty exciting for you guys.
It's been a lot of fun. It really has. It's enjoyable to go out there and coach and have people be receptive and then work on top of that. These guys have allowed us to coach, and they've allowed us to push them, to go long, go hard. That is a lot of fun, and that's a good example. Yeah, Madrakis has got a chance to be a good player for us, and he's going to have a lot of first-year things that he's going to do well and not do well. But I love the way he just stepped up in that basketball game, and he was making those free throws, man. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. So I do like coaching these guys. It's a lot of fun.
Let's talk about the conference a little bit. We saw Ole Miss actually played in here against UALR over the weekend, so some fans who were rooting for both got a chance to watch Ole Miss up close and in person there. What's your take on the conference, the way things have gone so far this year? There's certainly been some high-profile games with conference teams.
Yeah, we've won some good games. Obviously, Tennessee's playing tremendous right now. Obviously, Kentucky's doing very well. I haven't really had a chance to see everybody play, but and then we've also lost one or two games here or there. I think it's going to be a very competitive year as always. Probably a little bit early to kind of start trying to figure out who's really good and who's not. I thought Clark Kelly made a great comment the other day. I was watching a game, and it's in terms of preseason rankings and stuff. Mm-hmm. Football kind of holds off a little bit, I guess, with the BCS thing, don't they? They kind of wait a little bit.
And right, yeah.
Why doesn't basketball do the same thing? Because everybody, you're getting these numbers out beside everybody's name, and then they're getting whacked, and they're just not playing well, and it's just getting ranked has an effect on your team.
Yeah.
It could be a positive, or it could be negative, and you don't really know. I think of college basketball, it takes a little bit of time. We're starting to head into a stretch here, though, where you'll see who the better teams are. But our leagues will be very competitive, and I think we'll be right there to be one of the strongest in the country.
One of the new additions to the team this year, Scotty Thurman. How's he been working out?
Scotty's doing a great job with our guys. He's in a big role, away from the court with those young men and having a chance to mentor them. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is he's done what they want to do right now. He's had a chance to play professional, which is what they want to do later.
Right.
He's also, got a wife and a family, and he knows, so he's accomplished that too. And he's got a lot of
– He's a well-rounded guy.
He's got a lot of insight for our guys, and it's good for them to be around somebody like that. And we can't have enough people like that.
We're excited to talk to Aaron Ross and Hunter Mickelson. Those were the two guys we I don't think we've ever – maybe we had Ross on, but we had Kai Madden on. And, boy, we'd been recruiting him for the past 2 or 3 years.
We tried to talk his sister and go to Arkansas, too. Yeah, it didn't work out.
She didn't work out, but we got to him.
50-50, so. I mean, that's all good.
I don't want to pat ourselves on the back. But anybody else, Coach, you let us know.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great job.
Appreciate it.
I tell you one thing, we're excited about those three young men because just like you've been – we've been after them as well. And it's to finally be able to talk about those guys.
Yeah.
And the appreciation we have to those guys wanting to be Razorbacks and the success that they've already had together,
mm-hmm.
what they're going to do in their own high schools this season. The triplets 2.0, we're very, very proud of those guys.
Yeah.
Do you talk to them about things you want to see them work on, or do you wait until their regular high school season's over to kind of get into that?
I don't get in their way too much. Obviously, we talk about, school for the most part right now and just doing as well as you possibly can and staying focused. And obviously, they got basketball seasons. But, we're going to talk more about, academics and those types of things.
We're going to get Hunter to run through training table twice today. So that's one thing we know needs to happen.
How is Marshawn coming along? I noticed, after that, the foot injury, it's just tough for him to be in that kind of shape early on in the season. But it looked like he got back to glimpses of, last year and move. How is he progressing?
He's close.
Yeah.
I thought that, the last couple of games he's been closer than he has been. I thought this play the other night was big for us because he got to a great start in the first half, finished the game very well, had a double-figure rebounds. I would say we're another week to 10 days of getting him probably, where we want to from a conditioning standpoint. We need him.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's a very good rebounder. He gives us a score. He can also drive the ball at that spot, which is very, very difficult to defend. He's as close today as he ever was. Or every has been this season to be on the top player was a year ago. Not quite there yet, but getting very close.
Let's talk about this week, Coach. Mississippi Valley State on Wednesday, and then, of course, Texas A&M in Dallas on Saturday. Just talk about the week and how you guys are sort of planning for these two opponents.
Well, it's like I said, we're getting off to a tough start here because we're finishing up finals, but hopefully by tomorrow we'll be done with all that. And that really is a big relief on our guys. Today and tomorrow, though, we got to do a good job. We've got to get our game plan in and get out there and start executing. And, Valley's going to be good. They're going to come in here. Their record's not very good, but, they had Georgia at Georgia. They had them. And their guards are fast and athletic. There's a number of them. They're capable of really, really stroking that basketball, and that scares you to death as a coach because, on a given night, if a guy gets them off, you really don't have any control. They've got a couple of front court players that got particular things that they do well. So we're going to be alert up front and be ready to defend and rebound without fouling. If we can get those two things done, we should be okay. Obviously, a huge game on Saturday with A&M, who's been playing outstanding.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to see much out of them this year. I know they've got obviously a good program, but just talk about maybe what do you know about them and what kinds of things will they?
I haven't seen them play a lot. I've won a big game here over the weekend against Washington, and one of my assistant coaches, we were talking this morning a little bit, getting organized for the week or whatever, and the comment was they were tremendous defensively. They really, really got after defensively, and you'd have to if you're going to beat Washington. They're mm-hmm. really good.
Yeah. We talk about the football program, of course, the Southwest Classic, an annual deal over there for 10 years now. What about for you from a recruiting standpoint, getting in front of that, that Texas area? I'm sure obviously still a pretty – we always talk about it from a football perspective. Yeah. From basketball, I'm assuming a pretty rich area for recruits as well.
Just as important.
Yeah.
It really is just as important. We've got Ricky, and then Devontae is coming out there next. Mm-hmm. So we want to have a presence in Texas, especially in Dallas, and having a chance to – have a series with the Longhorns. We're going back down there this year, and then having a chance to play A&M. A couple years ago, we played Baylor. That's something we're going to continue to try to do.
You guys have a couple of days break between your games around Christmas. What's the Pelfrey family doing around Christmas time? What's the big plan?
Well, we're going to be home. We're going to be in Fayetteville there, so we're just going to be trying to enjoy a little time off, and the guys will have a little bit of a break, a chance to go home. I think it's a really important time for them too. Basketball's tough. Pat can tell you it covers every holiday, and it throws you out of your traditions, your rhythm that you have with your families and stuff.
And spring break, right?
Everything.
Going deep in the tournament.
Yeah,
this year.
Everything. So it's a two-semester sport, and it's very difficult. This, I think, is a really important break for our guys to have a chance to get home at least for a small amount of time to continue some of those traditions they have with their families.
So how many calls do you expect to have that, because usually it's either the day after Christmas, right? You say, it's – because I remember I used to come from
I'm trying Boston. To get back, Coach. My plane was delayed.
Kareem Reed used to come from New York, and it was either me or him was going to call. Like, you wouldn't believe this snowstorm, Coach. We didn't realize that you can check out all the weather problems. But it was guaranteed somebody was going to blame the weather for not getting back.
We got good kids, Pat. They would never do that to us.
The thing that's really tough is when you get a kid from like Northwest Arkansas that calls you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Coach, like, hey, we're 15 miles from
here. Yeah, Sanchez said he can't make it in from Springdale.
Yeah. How's he doing?
He's doing well. He got out of his boot there a couple days ago. We're going to see how that goes here for a little bit. It's tough. He's got a stress fracture. It's a broken bone, and it's going to take some time, probably, another 3 weeks or so. It's too bad because he was playing tremendous.
Yeah.
He really was playing tremendous, and he was helping us. Hopefully we can get him back because he was doing a great, great job.
You can't help but feel for him, but, we kind of started talking about it a little bit. At what point, year after year, you work so hard to get your body right, to do the things you need to be doing, and then just to have to set back injury-wise. At some point, you wonder if a kid will want to continue to do it. Where is he at mentally? Because I'm sure that's probably the hardest part of this thing.
Well, he's incredibly resilient. He is. He's fired up and ready to go. And when this happened, we got the news. He was disappointed, but it didn't take him long. I would say within a half hour, 45 minutes, Michael was already focused on what was next in terms of doing the best thing he could for our team and for his body to get him back out there. No, he's got a tremendous heart. He's a warrior. He'll be back on the court for us this year.
He was probably more disappointed. He had spent some personal time with Dave England, the trainer up there.
No question.
That's the worst part about getting injured.
Yeah, blue
hanging around with Dave. Old big-headed Dave.
He's the best. He's the best. He's had his hands full, unfortunately, this early in the season here with Peterson's hamstring, Sanchez's feet, and Marshawn's foot. So he's had his hands full.
Unlike you, Pat, Michael doesn't get hurt on purpose. I don't know.
That was only one time.
Have you heard the story?
It was because I was really tired.
He talked about how bad Coach Richardson's practices were. That at one point,
I was really tired.
He would try to get hurt on purpose. He said, I tried to twist a knee or an ankle where I'd have to sit out the rest of practice.
Just need a day off, Coach.
I can only imagine.
Coming off the curb, right? Trying to twist your ankle.
Yeah. It's amazing, Pat. Pat's not running the country with all these fake snowstorms and intentional injuries that he suffered.
Well,
through
that's
his career.
It. And one thing in practice, you know, you could, if you're real tired, you know, you take a charge, you act like hurt, you know, just lay on the ground for a little while,
you are
back in.
Corner cutting his son
mean,
of a
you
gun.
Just take a charge. Really. Every coach would be like, hey,
golly.
It's okay.
You're unbelievable. He calls him with a sprained voice a lot of times.
Is he coaching the football team? Had the guys taking a dive there, you know,
I don't know.
Slow down Oregon?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
How about that? You see that coach trip the Miami Dolphins player, the New York Jets coach?
Say no. You know what?
I didn't see it.
He's focused on hoops, bro. We don't got time to watch the NFL. Yeah, this guy's stuck out. Their weight trainer. He's no Dave England. He stuck his knee out and tripped the guy up as he's running
down
the sideline.
Well, it's so close. I mean, I'm sure it's – well, I don't know, I'm sure. But at some point, when you're – and I've seen you. You're very animated on the sideline. When a player has got, I mean, dribbling so close to you, it's tempting. You're just tempted.
You want
just
to poke it away.
Just
come on,
just
coach.
Poke it, right?
Divot. Back divot.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you revert
it's tempting
back.
Right there.
Yeah, it's –
have you ever seen that? Anybody from the sidelines or the bench ever get involved, like just try to
– I think I saw a coach once grab the ball, yeah. It was a loose ball, and he saw that his team weren't going to get it, so he just reached out there and grabbed it.
I guess it's legal if it's past the line, maybe, right?
Yeah, it wasn't, though.
No way.
He was standing on the court.
Coach, we got to let you go or we're going to get in trouble. Good seeing you. Good
Thanks,
luck
guys.
This week. We appreciate it.
No problem.